Continuing weiter in the first of the letters that Revolbe wrote over here on page Lam and Zion towards the bottom, Ra'iti Tavar Nifla. And he says like this. He says, again, let's just remember what we were talking about. So he said there was this Talmud who was very feeling low, feeling down, and he, Revolbe, was saying that he probably feels that way because he's in an intense environment where you're pushed to your limits, and he sees that his limits are not the same as others. Others' limits are higher than his, intellectually, in memory, and that makes him depressed. And he said, he's been saying that you have to recognize your own kochos and not compare yourself to other people. Hashem gave you all the kochos that you need to be able to get your chelik in Torah and be your avot and eved Hashem. And he says here as follows. He says, "V'ra'iti davar nifla b'orach chaim." The parsha's kind of hevel. He says he saw a beautiful, a wondrous thing in the Orach Chaim in parsha's in the story of Chaim v'hevel in parsha's Bereishis. Shehi sugya sakena b'torah, and that is the sugya of jealousy in the Torah. Right? That's exactly what happened there. Hevel brought a korban and his korban was accepted, and Cain brought a korban and wasn't accepted, and he was jealous of his brother, and that's what the whole story there. And it says in the pasuk, "Humavara la pasuk." It says in the pasuk, "Lama charalecha." Hashem says to Cain, "Why are you upset? Lama naflu panecha? Why has your face fallen? Halo im teitiv se'es. If you do good, You'll be raised high. You'll raise high." So he says, this is what the Or HaChaim writes. Im tiyeh mibchinat hatov. What does it mean in the pasuk? Im teitiv se'ez. What does it mean, im teitiv? So the Or HaChaim says, if you'll be from the aspect of goodness. So if so, so in kol ma'asecha shora aleihem b'chinas hatov, then all of your actions will have an aspect of goodness to them, and by themselves they will go up, they will raise up. And here's a really important line: ki hakedusha eina tzricha la'achirim. Kedusha does not need anyone else. Hakedusha eina tzricha la'achirim. Kedusha does not need, holiness does not need anyone else. Look at the incident with the story of Rabbi Chiya, that his chair was going up by itself on high. Look in the Gemara in Bamitzia. And this one, it means in the pasuk se'es, that it goes up. Perush, that is to say, from by itself it goes up. But titparish se'es, you can also explain that se'es goes up. Gamal Kain atzmo, shelo yiplu panav, and also Kain himself, the word se'es is shayach, meaning that Hashem is like commanding Kain that you shouldn't be sad. Lo yiplu panav, your face shouldn't fall, rather se'es, it should go up. You shouldn't be sad. Se'es, you should go up. Okay? So this is the Or HaChaim explaining what happened with Kain. So he says, Kama gdolim dvar me'ilo, how great are these words of the Or HaChaim, says Revolbe. Hakedusha eina tzricha la'achirim. Kedusha does not need other people. Hiponein kama malos kedushos chanuncha boire. Contemplate, meditate upon how many great milas, holy milas, Hashem has bestowed on you, graced you with. Ukishita amod al ze be'azrat Hashem. And when you stand on this, when you figure this out, teida v'tavin, then you'll know and you'll understand. Ki ad kama shaboreh yizborach natan lecha seichel v'das, that is, as much as Hashem has given you seichel, intellect, and das, and understanding, ein chatzorich l'achirim l'skamatan lecha sh'ata bal kishon. You do not need other people and their, haskama, their letter of approbation. You don't need their approbation for you, that you are bal kishon, that you have talents. In chatalui betatam, you are not dependent on other people. It doesn't matter what other people think about you. Who cares? You don't depend on them. Mimkina hi rekav atzamos. And if we said this whole time that jealousy is the rotting of the bones, it's on you to contemplate. Because that Hashem does not want that everybody should look at the Torah in the same way. And they should all learn the same mahalach. And understand the same thing. Rather, every person should be with his approach. Lafi kishanotav shelo, according to his talents, will be a geam yuchedet lo, and with his toil, that's special to him. Miaz, and then kulam yachad yizkul the Torah shlema, then all together will be zochet to Torah shlema. If I'm copying you and I'm just learning the way you learn, then I'm not revealing my Torah. And then it's not just my Torah that's chaser, it's your Torah too. Because your Torah is just your perspective, which is nice. It could be, it's very good, it's good for you, but it's not the whole picture. When I look at the Torah my own way and I think about it my own self, and then I go back to you and we talk it out, then we get a full complete picture of the Torah. My perspective plus your perspective. But just me copying you, that's just your perspective. We haven't reached the full picture of Torah yet. Wow. Umanaim, and this is a famous story. Umanaim, Asham Asupar al Tamidora, Muvhok, Shalagoin, Revisom, Salan, Tzatal. How wondrous and pleasant is this story about the famous student of Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter, we all know, was the one who started the Musar movement in the 1800s. He was, besides for starting the Musar movement, he was also a great Gaon, a tremendous, tremendous genius. And he had very outstanding Talmidim. Very outstanding. And one of them was Rav Nftali Amsterdam. Rav Nftali Amsterdam was a tremendous tzaddik and also a very, very big Talmid Chacham. And the story is as follows. That Sha'amar Pam L'Rabo, that Rav Nftali Amsterdam once said to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he was like complaining to him. He said, Rebbe, Ilu Ayali Mochoshel Bala Shagasari, if I had the brain power of the Shagasari, who was known to be very harif and great in learning. Shagasari was known to be a very sharp, the sefer is very sharp, very, you know, lumdus. If I had the brain of the Shagasari, the libo shel bala yisoda sorshal avoda, and I had the heart of the author of the book, yisod v'shorshal avoda. The yisod v'shorshal avoda was a great mekubal and Talmud Chacham that lived in Europe at the same time as the Gra, and he was known to be a very big, very holy man, big tzaddik. So he said, if I had the brain of the Shagasari and the heart of the Yisod B'Shorash V'Avoda, with Midoitav Shal Rebbe, and I had you, Rebbe's Midos, again, this is Rebbe Nftali Amsterdam talking to his Rebbe Yisrael Salanter. He said, if I had the brain power of the Shagazari, the heart of the Yisod Shor Shavoda, and the Midos, meaning Ben Adam L'Chavero, of my Rebbe, of you Rebbe, Rebbe Yisod Salanter, as then Yecholti Lavod Hashem, then I could serve Hashem. Yeshiv lo Rebbe Yisrael. Yisrael said to him, he answered him, Naftali, his name is Naftali Mamshim, B'moach Shalcha, with your brain, U'Belev Shalcha, and with your heart, Obamidos shalcha, and with your midos, tuchal gam kein leos eved Hashem amiti. You can also be a true eved Hashem. Very famous story, right? Rav Nftali Amsterdam is saying, "Oh, if only I had the brain of this, is the heart of that, the midos of this, then I'd really be able to serve Hashem." And Rav Nftali says, "No, with your brain, with your heart, with your midos, that's how Hashem wants you to serve Him." Hashem gave you those midos and that heart and that brain. Who gave it to you? Hashem gave it to you. That's how Hashem wants you to serve Him. Hein zui rananos akedusha shebadam. This is the refreshing of the kedusha in a man. Sheida, and you should know ki alav lavod Hashem b'mocho shelo b'libo shelo b'midotav shelo. That he has to know that he has to worship Hashem. He has to serve Hashem with his midos. And his heart and his brain. Ad Khan, the first letter. Shkoyach, everybody. A beautiful, beautiful piece.